Hello! You're listening to the Dungeon Boys podcast. This podcast is about a bunch of friends telling a story, Dungeons and Dragons style. This is our first campaign, Stardust Echoes, which takes place in a homebrewed science fiction high fantasy world where our players are currently trying to stop the evil council that runs their star system from basically doing atrocious things through a wormhole that's going to open very, very soon. If this is your first time tuning in, this is one of those podcasts where you kind of start at episode one and continue on and deal with a little bit of my rough editing because I grew as this podcast went on. But if you're not in the mood to do that and you want to just jump in right here, we do a what happened last episode and you can just enjoy the laughs and the ride. This podcast, however, is 1,000,000% for adults because we say fucked up shit all the time. We appreciate your patience between the last episode and this one. The Dungeon Boys were on their summer vacation, which is, you know, very needed for the mental health. But now we're back, and we hope that you enjoy some fun stuff. Also, please, please keep an eye on our Twitch calendar, or you can hop in our Discord to see some events that are lining up. AKA, there's one coming out literally a week. Within a week of this episode coming out. So keep your eyes peeled, yo. Join our Discord or check out our Instagram and you will see some signs for that coming up soon. It's going to be very fun, very exciting. But without further ado, let me go ahead and introduce the boys for you. Go ahead and tell them who you are, boys.
Hi, my name is Sam. I'm playing Garbage. I am a halfling rogue.
I am the Jen. I am playing our Forge Cleric. She is a Griff, basically a space hippo in a tutu.
Hi, I'm Molly, and I play the spicy druid cleric Emberly.
Hi, my name is Arlen. I play the winged tiefling Sorlock. Valen.
Hi, my name is Fox, and I'm playing the lovable Squeak, Haragon paladin wizard.
And my name is Justine. I'm going to be your host for this podcast and these folks' dungeon master, or, you know, worst nightmare. They can call me daddy, whoever. Your dial system fun fact for this episode is, you already had kind of a taste that there is a pirate scene in the dial system. Groups of mercenaries, thieves, and sometimes, you know, anti-heroes, sometimes true just pieces of shit that float around, but they use all kinds of really interesting contraptions and unique types of technology that you wouldn't see on your classic world. One so being what's called a net ship, and a net ship is like a giant donut floating in space, think almost, that can go extremely stealth mode. They actually are made with thousands of mirrors and tiny holographic cameras that reflect the space around them, and what happens is they'll position themselves where a ship can go through and get stuck. So, pretty cool, pretty interesting, might be foreshadowing, might be just something random that I decided to write and make and wanted to throw into the world. You don't know, but now you have a little bit more flavor for this star system and all these planets that we've visited up until now. But that is your fun fact. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope you really enjoy this episode. Because now the Dungeon Boys proudly present Stardust Echoes. Last episode, the team has gone through multiple challenges already for the Valsum Nautical, the space race that will get them one step closer to the scope, a piece of the cannon they truly and desperately need in order to close the wormhole that seems to be almost hovering over their heads. Time is running short. But as they go deeper underground through bioluminescent mushrooms, they see a Myconoid. A mushroom herself, as she turns to them and speaks of her hunger. She sits upon a chest, which they have identified. Emberly is inside. You might remember from a few episodes ago that Emberly fell dramatically through quicksand, and this is the first time the team, with a sigh of relief, but also the breath of tension. No, finally where she is. And just as this little mushroom lady cocks her head, she tells them, living people eat dead mushrooms. Living mushrooms eat dead people. She tilts her head, her giant mushroom cap of a hat, looks at all of you in the eyes. You feel kind of a cold chill go down your back. And she looks at you, Valen, her eyes grow about 3 centimeters, almost encompassing her face. And she goes,
did you know living people eat dead mushrooms?
God.
But living mushrooms eat dead people.
And I need you all to roll initiative.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
Valen rolled a 17.
Squeak rolled a 17.
Garbage rolled a 15.
Mully rolled a 17.
Squish also rolled a 15.
3 17s and 2 15s? What is happening?
We're ready. We're ready for this bitch.
The only good rolls of the night.
I mean, you said it, not me. The lights are dim. Tension's high as this creature looks up and says that to Valen, opening their very fleshy, like, ridge of a mouth, sharp, pokey, like, teeth that look like crystallized spores are there, and, like, a hiss comes out, and all these mushrooms start popping out of the ground. The bioluminescence gets, like, almost to the point where it hurts your eyes, and you all kind of look at each other. And this little mushroom lady is up first with some other mushrooms on deck. So she looks at Valen and like kind of just does a really evil giggle and says,
I'm just so hungry.
As she says that, covers her mouth giggling, and then she blows these spores. You see some of the are crackling off her teeth, some coming up and out of her throat. As these spores come towards you, all the other mushrooms almost shake with joy, and they sound strange. They don't sound like the cottagecore comfy mushroom folk you imagine. They have like harsh growls and like strange, like sounds like a bark rubbing on bark noises. Inferna Jones's head swishes back and forth as she's kind of patting, and embers are falling off of her. The more embers fall off her, the more these things seem to react and kind of make these strange gravelly voices. She ejects these spores and Valen, they hit you. I need a constitution saving throw.
Valen, are you within 10? You're within 10 feet of me. You get a +3 to your save.
Oh, cool.
Oh, nice. What's that from? What feature?
Aura of protection. You get a bonus to your saves of what my charisma modifier is.
Cool. So Valen rolled a 16, so that's 19, 22, and then I get a +1 because of my stone of good luck.
That's a lot of numbers. Okay, yeah, so you blow it, and you perfectly put your hand up over your nostrils and then kind of shading your mouth, and the smear of, like, lime green spores just kind of hits your arm, and then this creature giggles. It also has multi-attack. It notices that you caught all the spores and then gets really mad. The eyes kind of narrow. And then this tiny little green fist just comes out and like tries to punch you right in the gut. Does a 14 hit?
Unfortunately, it does.
Unfortunately, it does.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, no.
You take 8 damage, 8 bludgeoning damage, and 4 poison damage. And this little creature again then punches and draws back and then quickly stands up on the chest. And then a weird like hum, like zzzz, kind of comes out, and all the other mushrooms start to sway with her all together. So it feels like you're in a very weird kind of space as all these mushrooms are just swaying around you. These ones on the back kind of break their sway and hop forward, bouncing towards you, Squeak, and they are going to try to hit you. Does a 4 hit you?
No.
How about an 11? Okay, for those listening, Fox is just pitifully shaking his head back and forth in a no.
No.
So they bounce forward, still kind of swaying, and then they, as they hit, you all kind of see as Squeak, like, perfectly just dodges and looks at them like, is this for real? And Emberly, you're up with Valen on deck. Emberly, you're in a dark, enclosed space.
Ooh, okay.
You are gagged and you are bound.
Okay. I'm going to use my action to cast Wild Shape and transform into a brass dragon wormling, which is a medium-sized dragon.
What? You have the CR for that at level 9? That's fantastic.
No, it's a CR 1, according to this. It's a wormling, not a dragon. It's just medium. It's like the size of a medium-sized dragon, according to this.
It's a little baby dragon.
Yeah.
It's still a pretty big dragon.
As this chest explodes, and a dragon rolls up on its side, spits out the gag.
As I break out of this trunk with my in my wild shape, does that knock this little creature prone?
Sure, and then Squeak, you're also prone.
Oh, sorry.
No saves? No bunny saves?
We can roll dex saves.
Squeak rolled an 11 on that dex save.
You are not prone! Okay, Emberly, this is scary. Tell us your dragon stuff.
I expand out of this trunk, and you see a brass dragon's head. It's got like a broad protective plate that expands from its forehead, and spikes protruding from my chin. And a frill runs along the length of my neck, and it does have wings that extend down the length of its tail. It's like a mottled brown and gold and green scales. For my bonus action, I think I'm going to fly.
It's about 15 feet up the ceiling.
I'm going to move behind where all of the little mushroom guys are. That's my turn.
Wow. You all see a fucking dragon on top of that thing. A small, medium-sized dragon.
Can we tell that it's... Is there any distinguishing features that it's Emberly? Or is it just...
I don't think so. I don't know.
The dragon ate Emberly.
Valen not only saw a dragon erupt from a chest, but now he has been flanked by said dragon. And
no, I'm facing the mushroom people.
Oh, no, but I'm just saying, like, you landed behind... Like,
yeah.
Behind me, so now I'm like, and now I feel more surrounded by a creature that came out of fucking nowhere. So I just want to make sure that
she's a glitter bomb. So
I just want to make sure because
pretty in chaos. That's her.
Valen put his hands up right to block it,
mm-hmm.
And then he's gonna wipe his mouth. And as he wipes his mouth, you'll see like the crackling of energy coming from his hands. And then he's going to cast Dragon's Breath on himself. And that just takes my bonus action. So he's just going to go ahead and look at the mushroom. He's like, well, it's a good thing I like my mushrooms roasted. And he's going to spit out fire out of his mouth. Which is 19, 10 plus 9.
It says that we have to do a dexterity saving throw.
Yeah, so roll dex save.
Dexterity save for this little creature was a 6.
Alright, so you're taking 4d6 damage.
46?
4d6.
Oh my god. I was like, what?
12 damage.
Okay. Yeah, you see the cape and part of it just get completely charred black and... and the smell of roasted mushrooms is quite pleasant around you all. And Valen, do you have anything else you'd like to do?
No, that is my turn.
Garbage, you're up with Squish on deck.
Okay, Garbage is gonna go and pull out an oil flask from his inventory, and he's going to throw it at the main mushroom lady.
Okay.
And he's gonna go, catch! And hopefully he can persuade her to catch it.
She wouldn't try to catch it.
You don't know.
She doesn't trust you.
Can I try to persuade her while doing it?
Sure. Roll persuasion for her to catch this. Absolutely. Please do that for me. I have the DC in my head.
Oh my god, this is ridiculous.
Okay. Well, Garbage rolled a natural 20.
Wow! Holy shit!
For 31 persuasion.
Damn. Do you know what the DC was in my head? Do you want me to tell you?
I do.
I literally had a DC of 29.
29?
So you, this little tiny piece of garbage, say catch, and in her confusion, I guess, and pain, looks at you and grabs this oil flask in her hands.
And for my bonus action, can I shoot it with my blaster?
Your bonus action was throwing it at her.
Okay, so now I would like to shoot her with, or shoot the oil thing with my blaster.
Okay.
And garbage rolled a 21.
It's ridiculous.
So it hits. Oil splashes. Squeak and Valen, you're also splattered with oil, and the oil instantly ignites. Go ahead and roll damage for me, garbage.
8 damage.
Plus your sneak attack.
Nice.
So you did 26 damage total.
Hell yeah.
Squeak, Valen, bow me a d4 of fire damage.
3 damage to Squeak.
Nicely done. Oh, not that part.
No. I was like, what?
Fine, fuck Squeak!
My ear got torn, I'm on fire.
Everyone hates me.
If I have fire resistance, well, Valen rolled a 1, so half.
It still stays a 1, I believe.
Garbage is immediately going to be like, oh shit, I can't believe that worked.
Is your turn over?
Yes, my turn is over.
I think for the split second, Valen turns around and looks at, gives Garbage like a scowl as like the fire burns off his face.
Looks it off like llama split.
Yeah. Squish her up with some more mushrooms on desk.
Okay. Well, this got weird really fast. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to go ahead. Oh, boy, howdy. Let's do this. Let's go ahead and cast Spirit Guardians.
Ooh, I love that spell.
It's going to look like a fire and anvils and little smithing tools that are dancing around protecting us. All of our party members, minus this dragon that popped out of the thing, sorry, because I don't know what you are.
That's fine.
Will be unaffected.
That's cool. I love the anvil and like the smith tool type things.
So that's our action. Okay. Then I'm going to use my bonus action to cast Sanctuary on Valen.
Cool. Sanctuary!
Annoying.
And that's my turn.
Love it.
Are you choosing Radiant or Necrotic?
Well, I'm good, so it's going to be Radiant damage.
It's going to be nice. Okay,
I'm just going to light them up, so this is a reflection of my character, not theirs.
Okay, and Valen, you feel kind of this warmth and realize that this person you barely know is protecting you.
Feels like a warm hug.
What, the oil flask didn't feel like a warm hug on your face?
No, it was more of a slap in the face, you fuck.
So any of those mushrooms need to make a wisdom save.
Yeah, I gotta roll a lot of saving throws right now. So as these anvil, like, beautiful shapes and images and almost feelings pour from you, some of the mushrooms, like, were about to move forward viciously and then kind of hit this aura, and these spirit guardians go for them. Let's roll a d20. 19.
That's going to pass, but they are going to still take half damage. So that's 9 points of damage. So
damn.
Okay, 9. So that's
fine.
These two mushrooms that look more like morels, they've got like a sponge-like feature, kind of come forward and then are instantly hit, and then they look like they almost like cave in themselves. Like it's the end of autumn for a mushroom versus the beginning, as they look like they're decaying from the inside. And they look very, very bad. And then because they kind of fell backwards, these two other mushrooms kind of rush forward that look very similar, almost like because they're myconoids, they have like some kind of connection. Those ones rush forward and also hit this same barrier of magic from you, Squish. 17.
That's gonna fail.
Fail?
That's fail. DC 18. Oh, sorry, it's DC 16. My bad. Yeah, 16. Yeah, so it'll be half of 15, and their speed is halved.
Ooh, okay. So, half of 15 actually still ends them. So what does it look like as your magic takes these mushrooms out?
They were talking about roasted mushrooms earlier, so roasted mushrooms it is.
A plate appears and they fall on top mm-hmm. of it with some garnish.
The oil slightly fries them.
Oh, nice. I love that.
Oh, we're gonna get dinner.
So you see them kind of crisp and turn black as they fall to the ground. And the main mushroom almost seems to react and is almost like she's connected to them. So now these other two mushrooms, which are kind of orangey blue colors, they are getting a little panicked because they see their friends falling around them. A 7.
That definitely fails.
I'm assuming that big time fails.
Mm-hmm.
16 damage. So it's almost like you're having whiplash, all of you as a team. You're looking back, right, and watching mushrooms drop. These ones also completely drop to the ground, just completely incapacitated, dead, grilled mushrooms in front of you.
One of the anvils from the Spirit Guardians turns into a cast iron skillet.
That's awesome.
Just start roasting mushrooms.
Just starts flipping, hitting them on the head.
Fuck yeah.
And you hear, no! From this little mushroom lady. Because she got caught on fire, I'm going to assume she's probably not prone anymore. And she is kind of standing on these broken pieces of wood. You see the base of her feet, almost like roots and spores grow and dig into the wood. You see it instantly dissolve as she puffs up her chest, the hood of her mushroom hat getting bigger, and looks at Squeak. And...
well, remember, she has disadvantage.
She does.
Squeak and Squish are so confusing to me.
Well, first, before she goes, I'm going to roll for her in your thing that's giving me stress as a DM, because it's so powerful. So, 13 for this mushroom lady.
That's a fail.
Oh, lovely.
And that's 13 points of radiant damage. I should have mentioned this is radiant, if that is important to anything.
I appreciate.
Yeah, it heals them.
Yeah, she looks almost like a burnt husk of a mushroom. There's slight bioluminescence around her black eyes. Makes her look even scarier as her giant maw opens. She's barely holding on. And she just breathes almost like fire from her mouth, but it's just spores upon you, Squeak. And I need a Constitution saving roll.
Constitution.
16.
Passes.
As the spores start blowing towards him, his little ears are gonna fly forward and flap it away.
Yeah! That's what I was gonna say too. Straight lines. Yeah, the ears blow them away. And she does have multi-attack. Does a 7 hit you? I did great with these monsters.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, yeah. And then as she tries to punch you, her fist actually falls off on the ground and is squirming. And that's her turn. These other mushrooms towards the back are so angry as they see their comadres end and go, eat, eat. They're going to run up to you, Squish, one at a time.
They were in such perfect formation.
Don't forget their saves.
Yeah, they're going to take saving throws first.
And they're going to roll their saves. Thank you. That's a 5. Oh my gosh, I'm done. I didn't roll both real dice. Tell me what I take.
That's going to be 17 points of radiant damage.
Right in the ass. Okay, these ones are still up.
Do mushrooms have asses?
They're still up, surprisingly. These ones seem bigger and more evolved mushrooms. They're more chanterelle-y looking. But this definitely hits them hard as they in pain, but they still run towards you, Squish. And I need two constitution saving throws from you.
The first one was a 10.
Okay, that does not save.
And the second one is a 17.
That does save. First one kind of goes and hits you. You feel pacified as you breathe in through your hippopotamus-like nostrils and feel these spores kind of coat your throat. You feel kind of stuck. So you are now stunned for 1 minute. On your turn, you can throw again constitution saving to try to stop this. The second one, because you froze and you were kind of moving and bobbing and weaving before, the second one hits you, misses you. So you're stunned. It is now Squeak's turn with Emberly on deck.
Okay, well, I'm going to pull out the hilt of my blade, and I'm going to jam it into the little mushroom lady's head.
Roll to hit.
23?
23 hits.
For 12?
As you smash, it's almost like the cap of her mushroom hat caves in. The eyes break and spores of black rush down her face, and she says,
Just hungry.
And she falls down. As she falls down, all of the other mushrooms that were around also fall down. And you realize that they were all completely interconnected.
Huh.
And you are now out of initiative. Sorry, I know you wanted to go dragon.
No, that's fine. That's totally fine.
And Inferno runs, picks one up, shakes it, and then swallows it, and comes up to this dragon and rubs against it. And I think as you all see that, you know that this is Emberly.
I think when they touch, you see Inferno Jones' flames turn pink.
Val's gonna run up to Squish and shake her.
I can't cast spells in this form. God damn it!
She's gonna be like, hey, hello, hey, you good? You good?
Mm-hmm. I'm so great. I think I'm a little stuck. just a little stuck, guys.
Can I see what type of spores they were and like how to treat that?
Roll medicine for me.
I rolled a 7.
You have no idea. You've never seen this before.
Oh shit, I've never seen this before.
it might wear off in a minute. I'm not real sure.
Okay, Valen's gonna. As Squish says that, his hand is up in the air because he's gonna smack her.
Don't do
he's
that.
Like, oh, okay, cool. All right.
Don't do that. I don't want that.
All right. We'll just, I guess.
Internal screaming.
I guess we'll just wait it out. And he kind of just walks away. It's just okay.
Emberly switches back to her fairy form. She's gonna cast healing.
A good bird. No, don't waste spells on me. I might be okay.
Don't waste spells on me.
Oh, so good.
She's absolutely gonna cast anyway.
What does your magic look like?
It's pink. It's like a little pink puff of pink stuff.
Fairy dust.
Yeah.
It's healing fire.
Yeah. It's like pink fairy fire envelops her and kind of like wraps around her body. And maybe like goes into her mouth and then like burns up the spores.
Okay. If you had any hit points lost,
I did not.
Oh, shit.
Would not have, okay. And you're still stunned for just about a couple more seconds after and then.
Well, yeah. Takes about a minute, but it comes away. But that was real nice fire. It's real good. Nice to see you again, Emberly, for the whole, 10 minutes that we spent earlier. But I'm glad that we found you, because there is no team without an Emberly. Team Emberly. See?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I always say. Good to see you, too. I'm glad that you're not still whatever that was.
Yeah. sometimes you just gotta pause and reflect and figure out what the next step is. So let's
I definitely prefer to turn into a dragon and then ruin everybody else's plans, but that's also a good option.
I don't think I could do much better if I was stuck in a box either, so good thinking.
During this conversation, Squeak's just been like harvesting roasted mushroom parts from the bodies.
Add dead Mike and I roasted mushrooms to your inventory.
Emberly's gonna snag that vest. That bioluminescent moss vest.
It's burnt. It was covered in oil and burnt. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit. That's okay.
She starts sketching it in her little book.
Right?
You hear and Inferno Jones is also eating mushrooms and then like bleh, like puking them up, like, because she doesn't want plants, she wants meat.
How many days worth of roasted mushroom people have I collected?
If you're collecting the whole thing here, probably four.
Four? Okay.
They're pretty big. They're medium creatures.
Emberly is going to pat Inferno Jones on the head and say, don't worry, we'll kill something that's got meat in it soon.
I'm pretty sure Gary was made out of meat.
All right. Shall we continue?
Well, I mean, we don't know what kind of shit she has.
Oh, was there anything else in the trunk with me?
You can roll investigation if you're all looking around.
We have these nifty little guardians for about, you know, maybe about another 9.5 minutes. So we might want to capitalize on that.
I feel like the team doesn't even hear you. And you just see them like peering under rocks and looking at stuff as you like shake your head, Squish.
Okay. Oh, and now that I know it's you, Emberly, they won't mess with you either.
Squeak rolled a natural 20 for 27.
Emberly got a 6.
You find a very strange dust at the bottom of this that Emberly was laying on, and you can add dust of disappearance.
Lick it.
To your inventory. Mm.
Oh, don't lick it.
I'll probably like use it as seasoning on those mushroom people later.
Yeah. Emberly, you're 6. Unfortunately, you don't discover anything except how cute Inferno Jones is. Is she just like, is kind of licking your face as you're trying to look around, like bounding around you?
Look at her cute big ears and little pink cheekies.
So the corpses of burnt mushrooms lay around you. Who leads on?
Val's gonna start walking around. He'll follow if someone else is leading already.
Could we tell that like this was like their queen?
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, regicide.
So Squish, you head first?
Yeah. No, just while they were wrapping up the, looking in the chests, moving forward, capitalizing on the spell.
So Squish kind of starts walking on this 5-foot path. You all are walking in a line, leaving the smell of burnt mushrooms behind you. There are bioluminescent mushrooms around you, but they do not seem sentient. Very small, normal mushrooms that kind of lead the way. And you get to a circular cavern that has kind of a big pillar in the middle. You can go left or you can go right.
Emberly is absolutely harvesting mushrooms on the way.
Awesome.
Putting in little jars.
Ah, another mushroom fan.
These ones are really pretty.
I offer her like an arm.
Aww. She absolutely accepts. She's very excited. She's made a friend.
A friend for life.
Nah, I wouldn't say that. Squish, do you lead the team left or right?
If I look up this hall to the left, can I tell that it, like, loops back around to where we were just coming from?
Yeah, roll survival for me.
I think I get a +8 to that one.
Hell yeah.
+17, so that is a 25.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know exactly. I'm going to give you even more. So as you look up, you see that there is a area to the left that will lead you right back to where you were, kind of roundabout cave system. And the upper left-hand side of this circular room with the pillar in the middle, there's a little divot that you can see the very edge of a chest peeking out. And to the right, you see kind of an area that slopes almost upward, which gives you the sense that it might be the way out.
Are we supposed to see this?
Oopsies.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I'm like, there's a weird spider creature, just a metallic spider creature that's there.
Oopsies. Continue playing.
You're like, do you want to go left or right? And I was like, I don't want to go towards whatever that was.
Bye.
How convenient. How convenient. That's the way out.
So do you go left or do you go right?
So she has her light bringer out, which basically has been used as like a torch so far, and she's gonna yell for garbage. Garbage, I see another chest, and you've been so great at opening those so far.
At the word of chest, he's immediately gonna run as fast as he can towards it.
Okay, so you have to push past all of your friends to do that, because this is a very small space.
So Garbage is boob guy, is what you're saying?
Boob guy? What?
Sorry. Okay. What? Nothing. Never mind.
I think I'm more of an ass guy than boob guy.
He's a chest.
He's all about the chests.
Continue.
Oh, all about the chests. That's solid.
As you push by, all your comrades are like, rinking grunt noises.
He's gonna, like, run and then slide right in front of it. And he's going to look to see if there's, like, any magical spell on it or anything.
Roll Arcana.
He rolled a 7.
This chest looks like a normal chest.
Ah, just like all of them.
You've seen one chest, you've seen them all.
Sorry.
So, he's gonna try to open it.
This one, opens. Completely opens, and inside...
What, he didn't even have to fondle with the lock or anything?
No, no clasps on this one.
There's no clasp on this chest, Sam.
None of them have been locked so far. Why would this one be locked?
No foreplay?
No spitting on it.
No straight inside. That's all it is.
So, it opens, and inside there is one of those hovering lights again that you saw before that indicates credits. And then a crystal.
How bright is that light?
I mean, it's like a dull, soft, bluish white glow.
Different color from the mushrooms?
Yes.
Okay. Valen's gonna yell, "What you got there, buddy?"
Oh, I got a really cool crystal. And he's going to use sleight of hand to try to take the credits.
Okay. Roll sleight of hand. It'll have to be everyone else's passive perception.
Oh, it's not that hard.
Mine's 20.
Oh God damn it.
Yeah, and Squish, like, has her, like, light bringer on you.
Continue onwards.
Continue, sir.
Garbage rolled a 21.
Wow, holy shit. Damn.
Does anyone have a passive perception above a 21?
No.
Please say no. No Grayson's here.
What was Grayson's passive?
26.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Oh, fuck. You could see a gnat fart at 40 yards. Fuck.
A little...
That fart. Okay, so yeah, you put your hand down into the chest, feel the wrist contraption on your wrist that holds credits to someone kind of get warm for a second. You can add 260 credits.
Ooh.
And then do you pick up this crystal?
So I do pick it up.
Great.
I don't like that.
As you pick it up and grab it, you all see a shock of electricity run up Garbage. His black hair with the white streaks sticks up on end, and Teepee jumps off him and goes, "Eek!" And he kind of shivers and then falls to the ground.
Oops, I feel a little bit bad about that. Garbage, you good, buddy?
He twitches.
What about Teepee? Is Teepee awake?
Teepee's awake. He's kind of looking like he was electrocuted and walking towards Squish.
Gotcha.
I need Garbage to roll me a constitution saving throw. Squish, you can roll Arcana if you'd like, because I feel like you're close enough to see.
Garbage rolled a 19.
Squish rolled a 17 for Arcana.
Okay.
You should have asked for consent. I whisper into Squeak's ear.
Before touching the chest, I'll nod.
Squish, this looks like someone who just got cursed.
Oh, shit.
Garbage, you shoot up, like, back rod straight, shoot up in, like, an L position, and shake your head. You feel strange. There is a diamond in your hand.
Hey, Garbage, buddy, you might want to put that down. It's looking like it's doing a little cursing on you, buddy.
So after he gets up, he's immediately going to, like, shake like a dog getting out of the bath. And then he's immediately going to, like, look down at his hand and he goes, "My precious."
Go ahead and roll investigation for me so you can figure out what this is.
Garbage rolled a 3.
You have no idea what this is.
After once Valen hears that might be cursed, He's gonna walk up to Garbage. And as he's walking up, you just see him, like, rolling up his sleeves. Just casually. And kind of slides him up on, up his elbow. And then you see, like, his tattoos start glowing. And he goes, don't worry about it, bud. I got you. And he's gonna put his hand on Garbage's head. And he's gonna cast Remove Curse.
What the fuck?
I forgot you had that.
At touch, all curses affecting one creature or object end. If object is cursed magic, it remains cursed, but the spell breaks its owner's attunement to the object, so it can be removed or discarded.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah, as you touch Garbage's head, Garbage, you feel like a splash of cold water on you. Whatever was affecting you doesn't seem to be affecting you, but the diamond in your hand still kind of pulses.
Fallon's gonna rip the piece of his, like, shirt or something, or his, like, that he has, and he's gonna hold it out to put the diamond in. He's like, alright, you might want to put that in here. We're gonna wrap it up and to kind of avoid it, and we can get someone to look at it later.
Maybe we can sell it to someone we don't like.
Yes. I mean, as long as we get, like, a good price on it.
Yeah. We'll discuss it with the shopkeep whenever we get back to one. But you got zapped pretty bad, so you probably shouldn't be holding it anymore. And I don't want that to happen to me, so just put it right here in the closet.
Yeah, I suppose. Okay. And he's going to hand it over to Valen.
Valen, roll Arcana or Investigation to see if you can figure what this is.
All right, I'm going to roll Arcana. That's a 13.
You do realize that this is what is called a Diamond of Extension. It's very, very rare, uncommon item. And when it's working correctly, any spell that has the duration of 1 minute actually becomes the duration of 24 hours. But for some reason, this has been cursed.
I'm going to wrap it in the cloth nicely and then put it in my bag.
Okay.
You know, also, when we have some time, maybe before we rest, I can take a look at it and, you know, identify it. But we can do that later when we have downtime.
Valen, can you tell what that curse was?
I couldn't tell what the curse was, but the stone itself is it's a diamond of extension. It helps increase overall time on a spell, makes it last longer than it's supposed to. So it'll come in handy, but there's something else wrong with it, so I want to make sure that we get that looked at and kind of figure it out.
Maybe I should touch it so that I can figure out what the curse is.
When I identify it later, it will tell me what spells. Don't touch it again. We're going real German with this.
I'm like, Emberly, it's already in the bag. I don't know what to tell you. Like, we gotta move on. Like,
if Squish shouldn't exist, you guys would already be fucked.
I understand you won't take a look at it right now, but you gotta remember, this is a race, so we gotta get going.
We gotta go.
Right.
We got about 9 minutes left on these flying things.
We totally care about being super fast. You're right.
All right. Where do we go from here?
As Garbage says that, you will hear, which sounds like metal hitting stone. Garbage and Valen, you're the only ones at the vantage point that you could see.
What about my 20 perception? What does that do for me?
Well, there's a giant pillar between you and what this is, so no, you can't see
through
stone.
I couldn't move. There was a flaming fairy in front of me.
Sorry.
You hear and see this giant mechanical robot. It has a very oval, giant shape, a base of a body, with two lights on either side of it, the oval, almost looking like eyes. And it has six mechanical arms that are all, and it's kind of in front of the only exit that you see from this cave. And it's kind of twisting around, looking around. It doesn't seem to have identified you yet, as it's just kind of puttering in front of this entrance.
Maybe it's a friend.
It's a new NPC.
It's not friend shape.
Not friend shape.
Garbage is going to lean over to Valen and say, I don't think we should go that way.
That might be the only way we can go. I think that might be the tunnel behind it, the exit, so...
Yeah, but what if there are more cursed diamonds in here?
Nah, I don't think we need more cursed diamonds.
I like my diamonds a la carte, thank you.
Speaking for someone who's been around plenty of curses in his lifetime and on this trip, let's kind of avoid that right now. But we do got to figure out what's going to happen with that. And I point and gesture toward Emberly so she can kind of float around and see it as well.
She elbows him and says, you're no fun. And then she flies away around the corner. and peeks her head over. Stealthily.
Roll stealth for me.
Oh, it's a 7. It was a 3 plus
tracking
one.
Sequence engaged.
Yeah, so as Emberly kind of, like, says, you're no fun, and, like, flies around, she doesn't realize the tip of her fiery wing hits some of the moss, and it hears... as it, like, fire to kindle, just, like, almost like a sparkler sound as some of the moss burns, and then... the big robot spider faces and goes, please identify yourself.
I'm Emberly. Hi.
Hello, my name is Modge.
Hi, Modge. How's it going?
I am not going anywhere. I am standing here. How are you?
I'm doing great. Why are you over there?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Would it be okay if we maybe just went around you? Is that okay?
Absolutely not.
Why? If you don't know, if you don't know why you're there? What if you stood over here, and she points to this little corner where there's like a little divot? What if you stood over there and then we went that way?
Programming does not compute.
I need everyone to roll history.
Fudgy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I would like
to roll history for me. I love that.
Oh, sure. All right.
Valen rolled a 12.
Molly also got a 12. We're like twins tonight, Valen.
Twinsies. We're both red. We both fly.
Fuck yeah. You just need some. Well, I guess you got fire too. Never mind.
Yeah.
Squeak rolled a natural 1 for a 4.
Oh, Squeak.
Nope.
Garbage rolled an 8.
Squish rolled a 2.
Oh. Okay. So Emberly and Valen recognize this type of robot. This is a very, very old, out-of-date robot that was used to help terraform planets. So this thing is thousands of years old. So it's probably something that you realize that has been out of commission for a while, and they just put it in the vaults of Nautical because they needed things to be put in. But this thing was meant to dig, terraform, create elements, or transform elements, process air, filters, things like that.
They needed things to put in, and they were like, oh, let's put this antique robot in.
Yeah, pretty much.
They had a budget, okay.
There's only so many empty units out there, so.
So as you say, you kind of recognize it as you ask it to move, and it says again,
recent programming does not allow. Must stand here. Munch.
Garbage is going to move over, and he's going to try to, like, walk up to the base of it and try to persuade it and saying, like, hey, man, I just talked to the boss. He said there's a...
You get instantly interrupted and one of the arms as you come that close with it just fucking nails you. I need a strength saving throw.
God damn it. That's going to be a 4.
Boom, you see Garbage fly across this thing, smack his head against a wall, and come down, blood trickling off. I need a D8 for damage.
Well, don't you roll damage? No,
no. You're the one who hit the wall.
You hit the wall?
Yeah.
Fucking DM, you're the one that hit the wall, so you should roll the damage.
So 2 damage
to
you.
The fist hit you, so you should do the damage.
The wall takes 2 damage.
Modge looks at its own arm.
Apologies, I don't know why I did that.
And as you all see it looking at its hand, there seems to be a very specific in this weird, like, hand claw spider arm, a very weird hole that could fit something in it.
Oh. The diamond?
Roll investigation.
I do not have a diamond.
Would you like one? It's a 9.
You can't really tell because it's constantly moving.
I do not want that. Thank you for offering.
Garbage is gonna, like, stand up and walk a little closer and say, hey man, I just talked to the boss and he said that he needs another tunnel dug over there. Over next to Gary. Like, and it's gotta be done now because the race is about to start.
Fucking Gary.
Processing. Do not know who boss is. Am not able to perform digging actions. Do not know who Gary is.
Does not compute. Does not compute. Yeah. Makes its head spin around. Just keep confusing it.
You can roll persuasion.
I rolled a 19.
Wow.
Does not compute.
All right. I mean, maybe your signal's, you know, a little bit wonky in the caves and stuff, but I'm just telling you what the boss said.
My name is Modj, not Wonky. M-O-D-J.
All right there, but let me go confer with the other leaders of industry over here. And he's going to go back and he's going to rejoin the group.
Modj, what goes in your hole? Your hand hole.
Hey, you're not supposed to ask that. That's private.
Modj is perfectly functioning. Does not need assistance.
Why are you stuttering, Modj? Did you notice that you have a hand hole? And she looks at her hand and then looks at his.
The robot, like, just kind of tilts its large oval body in a weird, like, huh?
She goes, hand, and then points to his and looks at hers.
You are a humanoid and has a hand.
But what about your humanoid robot hand?
I'm not a humanoid. Am a Modj.
Okay. She turns back to the rest of the group.
M-O-D-J. M-O-D-J Modj.
What does M-O-D-J stand for?
Modj.
My. Me. Modj.
Does it look like Modj has a control panel or anything like that?
Well, investigation.
12? For Squeak?
No. Unfortunately, you can't really see anything. It's a pretty bulletproof creature because this was used for really harsh environments.
All right, I think Valen's getting frustrated.
It's a puzzle!
Can I send TP out to see if he can find one?
Sure, send TP out. We'll see what happens.
I don't know if I like that.
I don't know if I like that either now.
Garbage. After TP does his thing, what the gems that you got earlier, they all like normal gemmy shape or?
I mean, they just look like oval rocks.
Wait, there was four special types of stones.
And he only took the diamond.
No, I went back and I got him at the very opening of
we
the
We never roleplayed yeah, that.
He did. Right at the beginning, because he called him out for metagaming, even though he said it, but he was going to do it, but go back and perform.
I took everything in every
that
chest.
That whole Gary
game
with him.
I fucked up my whole plan. Great, sure, you have all four
but
gems.
There's a, there's a moonstone and a diamond and a...
And a jade.
Jade and an onyx.
It was a jasper, an obsidian, a diamond, and a moonstone.
Oh, it's a Modj.
Oh, shit!
My puzzle wasn't as hard as I thought it was.
Well, it's plenty hard for me because I have no idea what the fuck is a Modj.
A moonstone, obsidian,
moonstone.
What was the D?
Diamond.
Gemstone.
Oh, diamond,
gotcha.
And jade.
Jasper.
I get it now.
I also have the sneaky suspicion that had. That was the part where someone's audio cut out. So how do you know that's in the podcast? So hey, after they fought the big, bad, elegant Gary, if they didn't find a chest when you listened with some gemstones in it, I'm sorry. This is a new group and we're figuring out a recording, but you're still having fun. Okay, bye. And as you kind of are all figuring this out, you see four of the arms turn up and spin, and they all have different types of almost like stone holes in their hand, in the hands.
Hand holes.
And this creature just says, I am Modj.
We have gifts for you, Modj.
What is computing gift for Modj?
Here, let me hand it to you.
How close do you get?
Not that close.
Garbage. You gotta go give her this. You gotta go give it the stone.
Show me on the map how close you get to Modj. What do you show Modj?
We'll do the moonstone, because it starts with an M. M for Modj, and I'll hold out the moonstone. Here you go!
Modj, almost like a spider lowering itself, the arms kind of going above the body as it gets really close to the ground, starts like hovering back and forth, and just goes,
computing. Computing.
Hand me the other ones.
Okay. And he's gonna, Garbage is gonna, like, ruffle through the bag and hand them one by one to him.
I feel like I have to use two hands at this point, so he's got Soothal hands and gemstones.
As you get closer, you feel the gemstones start to warm, and one of the hands almost takes you aback as it shoots out this spider hand and like does a 360 spin, but that hole is right there for you to put something in. Which stone do you try to put in first?
Well, can I tell what matches the slot best?
Match! Investigation. Or nature, I guess.
Investigation's better for Squeak.
What was your name again?
I am Match.
How do you spell it?
20.
You can tell that this is a hole for a moonstone.
Oh, the M. Puts the M in.
Yeah, the moonstone perfectly fits into this. And it spins, and Maj just...
I am Maj.
Yes. And I get the obsidian ready.
The other hand opens, like turns 360, and it seems to match the stone in your hand.
And then we'll do the diamond.
It takes it.
I am Maj.
And then...
He's so excited.
The diamond goes in.
I am Maj.
Put the jasper in the last one.
It seems like this spider robot is getting more powerful.
Oh, no!
As putting these in.
Can we keep him?
The jasper.
I don't like this.
I don't know if I like this, guys.
Maybe we shouldn't give it to it.
I think
he's
we're just powering
so
it up.
Excited.
I don't know if that's excitement. I'm just saying.
What if this is his only purpose in life?
I give it the jasper.
And the last spider hand you put in as you're going to reach, boom, 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 the boom of the cannon goes off because some other people have died. It kind of shocks you to your core, makes you remember what you're doing and why you're here as you look around. And then as you look, Maj is like pulsing and growing and getting bigger and looking down at you all. And that's where we're going to go ahead and end the session for the night.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of The Dungeon Boys. Heads up, we do have a Patreon. If you like this show, it brings the entertainment and joy. There are slots literally as low as $2 a month where you get all kinds of fun free content. That's actually ramping up a lot. I know we've been a bit slow on it, but we're put some really good stuff in. But it's kind of nice to buy your favorite podcast. I'm not even trying to claim we're your favorite. I'm so bad at self-advocating for this stuff because I'm an awkward person. But hey, we are trying to grow as a business. It takes a lot of work to do what we're doing as much as we are madly in love with it. And appreciate you all. If you want to check out the Patreon, you can actually join as a free subscriber. Or, you know, it's like donating a cup of coffee once a month to your favorite creators. Because, it's cool. Plus, you get some cool content. We just released one on how TP and Garbage met for the first time. We have some good stuff coming up, like DM tips and tricks. We've got the character sheets of the different players coming your way as well. Along with some really good, like, dream sequences and background and family trees and things like that. So keep an eye on it. Let us know what you would like to see. Like, even if you plan on joining the Patreon or not, just comment in the Discord or on Instagram or wherever and just be like, hey, this would make me want to look at your Patreon. Because it's for you guys and it's something that we really appreciate. But yeah, follow us on all the social medias and give this episode a 5-star or a thumbs up or a like or a review. That helps us a lot as well. Wow, this was a lot about us. Let's make it about you. Thank you, guys. We appreciate you and we love you. And you'll get another episode in 2 weeks. And may all your space travels be safe.